Nate Allen back to practice this week. How important is he moving forward to your defense?
Well, he's a good player, and it's great to see him back out, working his way back from his injury. So and we get a chance to now get him activated and go from working just with the trainers to working with the team and getting his timing back and all that. So it's good for us.
When he got hurt during the preseason or right at the start of the season, it seemed like things were really coming together for him. He had a couple of interceptions and was really picking up the defense.
Yeah, he was playing well prior to getting banged up. And fortunately, you know, for him and for us, it was not an injury that will put him down for the year. We're going to get him back. So anyway, this is the beginning of that process where he's going from the rehab phase to now joining the team and practicing.
Would you say that he's been on schedule to this point in terms of making steady progress, things like that?
He's worked extremely hard. Yeah, he's done everything we've asked, and I know he's excited to join his teammates.
Derek made his first NFL start against the Jets. When you look back on that film, what impresses you the most as far as gauging how far he's come?
Yeah, he's made a lot of growth. You know, they were really good defense then, and they're probably even better now. So it'll be a great challenge for us.
What makes the Jets' defense so good?
They've got a combination of talent at all three levels of their defense and really good coaching. I think it's a, you know, it's a really talented group that's well coached.
What did you think of Leonard Williams coming out into the draft, and then now that you've seen him as a pro?
He's a supremely talented guy. You know, he's big, he's long, he's athletic, he's disruptive. You know, he's a good football player.
As far as the secondary is concerned, you have had to do a lot of mixing and matching so far this season. TJ Carey to safety. When you do get Nate Allen back, does that give you more of what you had in mind when the season started as far as what the secondary was going to be like?
Well, the biggest thing it'll do is add a good player to the equation. And you know, we'll work at it and let him work his way back and see where he is. We'll get a chance to begin that process in terms of you know, working him back in with him starting practice. But you know, how the roles will end up being defined, I would say it's fluid. You know, we're open-minded. You know, we want to utilize the talent we have available to us and put our guys in position to do the things they're good at.
The Jets are a run-heavy offense, headlined, of course, by Chris Ivory. What makes Ivory so efficient?
He runs hard. I mean, he's really a violent runner, you know. Like, he enjoys contact. He runs through a lot of tackles. And they've got a big, mauling offensive line. So it's a good group. You know, they've got you know, skilled people outside that can hurt you at receiver. They've got a big line. They've got a powerful back. They've got a veteran quarterback. So it's a good football team.
You mentioned your offensive line. Not too many people have gotten anywhere near Ryan Fitzpatrick so far this season. You know, the run game is obviously one of the tops in the league, but their pass protection has been really good as well. What makes that a good unit?
Yeah, I mean, when they do get near him, he's got the ability to evade people. So, you know, it's a combination, obviously, of being able to run the ball and pass protect, and then you know, the quarterback makes a few people miss when you do get back there. So, yeah, like I said, it's a good group. You know, we're getting geared up, looking forward to the challenge.
What kind of impact has Todd Downing and Bill Musgrave had on Derek Carr's progress?
Yeah, I think Todd has done a great job with the quarterbacks in the quarterback room. I think that entire room has improved. I think Todd deserves a lot of credit for that. I think Bill and the offensive staff have done a great job putting our guys in position to do things they do well. And so, yeah, I give those guys a lot of credit for, you know, developing our offense and doing the things that we're doing with our players. And we feel like there's more there available, and we'll keep pushing for it, but they've done a good job.